Hello, everyone. Welcome to a special on-location edition of Bermanology on Letterman Row. I'm your host, Jeremy Birmingham. This is Clark Phillips. We are at La Habra High School in La Habra, California.
Yes, sir.
Clark is taking some time out of his school day. It's Halloween. I don't know. He's not dressed up. The rest of the people on this campus were, and he's apparently that's just your style, right?
Yep.
Just low-key.
Yes, sir. Always.
So Clark has been committed to Ohio State now for what, 3 months?
Three and a half months? 4 months, yeah.
How's life changed for you since you made the decision to commit to Ohio State right before the opening? And what have you done different in your life since? How are things, I guess?
For me, it's definitely been a blessing overall. My whole outlook on the whole college thing now has shifted to now get ready to get on campus as soon as possible. And I think it's definitely affected the whole family in a way that, well, all the burden is kind of relieved off our shoulders in general. And now I'm just trying to focus up and get ready to get on campus in January.
You guys are in the middle of your high school season, your final season of high school football. You're 7-2. You're heading towards hopefully a playoff run. How have you played this year? What do you think that you are doing well? What are you gaining on the field? What are you learning about yourself? I mean, where have you taken your game to the next level?
For me, I think it's been my physicality. That's always been a big character trait in my game personally, but I think that I've been really, really good with my techniques. And in cover three, I've taken the ball away quite a few times this year. I think that's one of the bigger things that I was trying to improve since last year. And I did that in the first couple of games, and now we're looking ready for playoffs. And I think as a team, we're really growing, and the strength of the team and the leadership of the team is becoming really, really good.
You know, we see your highlights on Twitter and stuff like that, and it seems like there's always highlights of you on offense.
Yeah, yeah.
He does play offense, but Ohio State is not looking at you at a wide receiver, correct?
Yeah,
I mean, they have a pretty good group of wide receivers.
Oh, yeah, we got some ballers.
How for you as a defensive back, knowing that you're going to be going every day against Julian Fleming, Jackson Smith and Jigba, G. Scott, Mookie Cooper, how has that changed the way that you're beginning to prepare for college? Or did the opening, I guess, help you realize, like, whoa, this is real?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Going to experiences like that, like the opening where it's nothing but the best guys, allowed me to realize that sooner than later, I'll be on a campus with nothing but the best guys and the best receiver core, which is going to definitely prepare us as the best DBs to dominate on Saturdays.
Was there, when you were at the opening, which of those dudes gave you the most trouble?
I don't think anyone gave me trouble.
No one really gave
me trouble, but guys did definitely. I competed with a lot of guys. Julian was a great one. Happens to be a Buckeye. He was a great one. He ran a couple of great routes. What else? A couple other guys. Oh, Jermaine Burton. He was a great receiver up there.
Going down.
We get to play against him in the season. We played against him this year. He did pretty well in that game. But other than that, not too many guys really gave me that much any trouble in particular.
Ohio State sees you as obviously a cornerback. You have an opportunity with what's expected to be a complete turnover in the secondary at Ohio State.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Okuda is expected to go to the NFL. Sean Wade, there's some talk that he may be doing the same. Obviously, Jordan Fuller and Damon Arnett are seniors, and they're gone. How much have you looked into that position availability, I guess? I mean, not even before you committed, but now that it's there, does that change the way that you prepare? And knowing that you're planning to early enroll, you'll be at Ohio State in January, how does that get you motivated to play as early as possible?
Coach Hapley said a lot of times, I'm preparing myself for the need for DBs for next year because a lot of guys are going to be gone, and I think that there is a spot and a position for guys to play early. And I think if I get my job done and if I do what's needed in the practice and in games, and I think I'll be on the field as soon as possible. And I have all faith in the fact that as a DB corps, we're going to dominate on Saturdays.
Well, there can't be a drop-off, right? You see this defensive back unit right now. After the last year, which was kind of a rough year for Ohio State, and then they're back to the standard.
Oh, yeah.
Is that standard, is that being communicated to you on a fairly regular basis? I mean, is that something that Halfley and Matt Barnes and Ryan Day, are they saying, this is what you have to do? There is no, you're a freshman, who cares, right?
Yeah, that's right. And no, it was something that was communicated day in and day out before even season even started. Coach Halfley explained to me, you know, what was expected of the guys and what was going to happen this year. And that's why as a recruit and as a future freshman in a couple of months to be, I'm not surprised at all by their play. I expect nothing less than those guys to win the championship this year, and I can't wait to be a part of it next year.
It has to be pretty great all off season, right? The entire time they're recruiting you, here's Halfley telling you, this is what we're going to do on defense.
Yeah.
And all you, it has to be in your mind, right? Well, I watched last year. How can it be that different? Yeah. It's all the same guys.
Yeah.
And then you go out and you watch the film. What do you see that's different out of Ohio State now than you saw a year ago? And how good does it make you feel to know that Coach Halfley and those guys are telling you, this is going to change, and then it did?
Personally, first, the difference. I see a difference in the culture. The guys definitely, I feel like the culture is different. Overall, as the DB Corps, they've always been BIA, but I feel like this year there's something different about them in particular. And then I see just them getting better every week. That's been really, really big for all the guys. I feel like they've gotten better since week one to now. They're going on and they're dominating teams every single week. And I think as a defense, they're number one or number two, in pass defense and run defense. So I think that's definitely something that I'm excited about and excited to be a part of.
Have you spoken to Jeff Okuda and Sean Wade and those guys and gotten to know them a little bit? Or have they communicated that expectation to you?
Small talk, yeah. I've definitely talked to Arnett and Okuda a little bit. I follow those guys on Instagram, and I think as a future BIA Buckeye, I'm looking forward to being a part of it with the guys in the
BIA. You have yourself, Legend Cavazos, Ryan Watts, who recently committed.
Yeah.
Cameron Martinez is expected to play in the secondary. Lathan Ransom. Have you guys spoken as a group about what they're doing in Columbus and how it now sort of falls on your shoulders to make sure that continues?
Oh, definitely. We haven't talked in particular about that, but
you should.
As we approach the time, we will do so, and I feel like as a group, the guys are definitely seeing what the older guys are doing. That will soon be gone to get there, and we're understanding now what it's going to take to get to that level and to dominate and to win it ourselves soon.
You, as I said, you're early enrolling and expected to be on campus in January.
Yes, sir.
You made a big decision this morning, Halloween morning, about the postseason and the All-American games, I want to let you talk about it. You decided to switch your postseason game, and I'd like you to talk about why and how that decision was come to.
Well, it was start off by saying it was a family decision with prayer and things other. I decided to play in a World Bowl. Big news, but again, I just wanted to do what's best for me and the family. That World Bowl will be taking place earlier than the All-American Bowl. It works out more timely than the All-American Bowl, only because I'll be able to spend some time with the family right before I go to Ohio, and be able to spend more time with the family, and the family will be able to go to Cancun and enjoy a great weekend and a family vacation before I go off to college.
See, it's weird. A lot of people don't understand that these All-American games, like, you form a relationship with the people in charge of them, right?
Yeah.
And Clark had been committed to play in the All-American game, formerly the Army All-American Bowl, for a while now, almost a year.
Good amount of time, yeah.
And so what he's doing, that game always takes place on the 4th or 5th of January, which means as soon as that game ends, those kids get on a plane and go to Ohio.
Yeah.
Or if they're early enroll type of student athlete. So then he is not getting a chance to come home at all. So now he has 2 weeks left, two extra weeks to spend at home with his family, plus a trip to Cancun, which I guess doesn't suck.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody who's covering that game, but if the World Bowl needs a recruiting representative to cover the World Bowl, I know a guy who would be interested in covering that.
Definitely.
But moving on from that. So, Clark, what comes next for you? Obviously, you're trying to win a state championship here. Have you, mentally prepared to for the adjustment that's coming for you, and now in 2 months?
Yeah, definitely. I've been definitely prepping myself for a long period of time since I've been committed. Even before that, when I knew I was going to be a Buckeye, I was preparing myself for just the fact that I'll be arriving in Columbus around the time of the season where it's going to be freezing cold, and that's way different from California.
Have you been in a winter situation ever?
Actually, for an all-star game, 8th grade, I think I felt like hail, like a storm. Like it was like a hailing storm or something. It was like ice falling on the ground, but it was here in California.
So not cold.
So I don't think that even compares to Ohio or Columbus cold. But I'm looking forward to the challenge. Just like weather, I think I'll be challenged on the field academically. So I'm looking forward to the all-around challenge.
Is there one issue, one area that you as you get closer to this date, of the move-out date, that you're like, this is the one thing I need to lock down?
in terms of
just life preparing for that change in lifestyle, or you know, whether it's time management, whether it's academics, whether it's football? What is it that you think will be the single toughest adjustment for you when you get to Columbus in 2 months?
I think it'll just be college life in general. I think I can't literally be ready for something if I've never experienced it.
True.
So for college, I think I'm just looking forward to the challenge and being a college student, being a freshman, starting over from being big man on campus to now being that little freshman guy that's adjusting and learning to be a college student, learning to be a member of the BIA, be a Buckeye, and things like that. And then biggest thing for me, I want to get that stripe off my helmet.
Yeah,
as soon as possible.
I think that the idea of going from being the big fish in a, I don't want to say small pond, this is not a small pond.
In a medium pond.
This is a very large sized high school. But, you know, we're out here filming right now and there's sort of a crowd gathering and watching Clark. And I think that that's probably something you're used to by now, right?
Yeah.
So 2 months from now, you're going to be in a school that has 50,000 people.
Yeah.
And 200 of them will know who you are.
I think that's a big adjustment. I think that's something that it comes with it, something that every Buckeye I feel like has experienced now that's on campus. Even you guys, I bet you guys experience it. But I think I'm looking forward to it. I don't think that's a part of the challenge. I think that's something that should come with the hard work and the preparation that guys put in. You should be able to get a little bit of notoriety from it, but that's something I look forward to. That's awesome for sure.
Well, look, Clark Phillips, La Habra High School, future Ohio State Buckeye, 2 months away now from being on campus in Columbus, gearing up for the final run towards the state championship.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for taking some time.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Jeremy Birmingham for Letterman Row. That's Clark Phillips. Thanks for watching, and we will see you on the next episode of Bermanology.
See you then. Appreciate it.